Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Can I grab our good buddy Paul Douglas here on WCCO? Hi, Paul. How are you?
Oh, be careful where you grab me. But yes. Yes. Good morning, Dave.
Yes. I always try to abide by that when you're in the hallway. Hey, I want to ask you about this change in the weather, if you don't mind. What's going to happen here?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of Arctic fronts stacked up, Dave. One of them comes in tomorrow morning, and there's not going to be much snow with this, but there's going to be a fair amount of wind. The winds tomorrow gusting up to 30, and that's going to make temperatures in the single digits in the metro feel like about 15 to 20 below. So, you know, we've been through this drill before. Tomorrow is going to be uncomfortably cold. If you're dressed properly, not that big a deal. Unless you get stuck out, you know, in a ditch somewhere in greater Minnesota, then it could be more problematic. Then we've got a clipper coming in Sunday with what could be a few inches of powdery snow whipping around. I think we bottom out next Tuesday, Wednesday, and maybe Thursday. I think that's going to be the coldest of winter. Possibly 48 to 72 hours below zero, consecutive hours in the metro. Not quite pioneer cold, but get your attention cold. The first wave tomorrow, and there will be some ground blizzards far western Minnesota and the Dakotas, just whipping up the snow that's already on the ground, will produce whiteout conditions. If you're heading out towards Fargo, Crookston, Moorhead, certainly Grand Forks, or farther west, it's going to be a mess traveling tonight and tomorrow out that direction.
Yeah, that's where you could hit that ditch and then face all those nasty wind chills. And I got to tell you, Paul, growing up with ground blizzards, those are the weirdest things, but they're miserable.
Yeah, they are. And people always scratch their heads. How can this happen? But and thankfully, we haven't had that much snow in that part of the upper Midwest, so there isn't a whole lot of additional snow to loft into the air. But take it easy out there. Winter survival kit, staying on the interstates, all those things can obviously help. But it's going to be rough traveling, certainly west of the metro by tonight and tomorrow with those winds whipping up.
Yeah, and if you're traveling, you can stream Paul and Jordana right there at on the app, too, by the way.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Well, listen, have fun at the seminars today with John. You guys have a busy day, and then I'll be listening for you later this afternoon.
Thank you, Uncle Dave. It's always great being on your show. I appreciate it. Be safe and pray for spring. It's right around the corner, buddy.
The living weather legend right there, Paul Douglas, WCCO. Later today, 3 o'clock with Jordana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.